Okay, wonderful. Thank you, Barney. Thank you for this opportunity to share. And oh, it's just amazing as I think and listen to those manifestations and just am joined with all of you when I think about how personal God is and how personal his love is for each of us. It's just, I know you feel it too. It's just amazing. And so tonight I just wanted to share a little bit. You know, I expect that many of you on the call tonight participated in Ken's Petty presentation over the weekend entitled God's Solution, Problem Solving in a Fallen World, which was just tremendous. And I started reflecting on what our status is in this world according to God's word. And one of the things that Ken emphasized in terms of God's solution initially, early in his teaching, was the importance of being connected with him, with God. We know that God's original created intention was to have an amazing, intimate, and personal relationship with man, with each and every one of us, where man could trust and rely upon God for everything. But sadly, as we know, that plan was thwarted when the evil one tricked man into turning over his authority and relinquishing the promises he had freely received from God. The evil one's goals and methods in this fallen world have not changed. For the unbeliever, the systems of the world are carefully structured and designed to foster self-reliance and independence from God. For the believers, those systems are designed to undermine our position in Christ as God's children. But God rescued man and the truth of our right standing before God by grace and by the sacrifice of his Son is the foundation of God's solution. And I don't really mean to so much get into Ken's terminology or his teaching, but his teaching just was certainly insightful on, like I said, on reflecting on what our status is. And in Colossians 1:13, I'll just read this to you. It says, "Who hath delivered us from the power or the authority of darkness and hath translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son," or by the work of his dear Son. "We have been rescued from the authority of darkness," referring to Satan and all of his hosts, "and we have been given citizenships in the kingdom where Jesus Christ now has the authority." And so this was one of the maybe first reflections I wanted to just make in light of our standing in the world, is that the evil one has no authority over us. Galatians 1:4, I'll read this to you as well, says, "Who gave himself," Jesus Christ, "who gave himself for our sins, that he might deliver us from this present evil world according to the will of God our Father." And if you want to turn just for a moment to Colossians chapter 2, I'd like to look at Colossians 2, 14, 13, and 14 through 15. Colossians 2, 14. Colossians 2:14 reads, "Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances that was against us, which was contrary to us, and took it out of the way, nailing it to his cross." Verse 15, "And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it." So we are now associated with the triumphant Christ. And that's who we are in the world. We are triumphant ones. And in each and every aspect of our lives, of our days, our work, our all different aspects of our lives, we are triumphant ones in Christ. I wanted to just share with you, Ken Petty in a seminar called The Blessed Life shared this. He said the root of the word spoiled here is ekduo, to unclothe. Thus, in this verse, the word means to strip off one's armor or to disarm. Through the work of Jesus Christ, God unclothed the devil and clothed us with power from on high. Several translations offer wonderful renderings of Colossians 2:15. The New English Bible reads, "On that cross, he discarded the cosmic powers and authorities like a garment. He made a public spectacle of them and led them as captives in his triumphant procession. Wow. The Amplified Bible translated, God disarmed the principalities and powers ranged against us and made a bold display and public example of them in triumphing over them in him and in it, the cross. And finally, the Phillips renders the verse, and then, having drawn the sting of all the powers and authorities ranged against us, he exposed them, shattered, empty, and defeated in his own triumphant victory. Isn't that amazing? So wonderful. And yet, one of his goals, the evil one's goals, is to try to distract us from this truth. But there is no distracting. We are triumphant in Christ, and that is the truth. 1 John 4:4, I'll read this to you. It says, ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. We have the Spirit of Christ within us. That is so much greater than all the power of the enemy that is at work in the world. And our standing in the world is identical with Christ. So in order to manifest, to live this life of victory, in order to enjoy a life, intimate relationship with God, Ephesians 4:22-24, and I'll read this to you as well, tells us that we must put off the old man of self-reliance and put on the new man, which is created in righteousness and true holiness. So there is a process that we go through in order to manifest, to live, and to experience that victory. And it deals with putting off the former conversation of the old man and on the new man. Verse 23, by the way, says, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. And to be renewed in the spirit of your mind, the spirit here refers to the inner life in man. And Knox translates it, there must be a renewal in the inner life of your minds. So also we're familiar with that wonderful verse in Romans 12:2 that says to be not conformed to this world. So we know that we have authority in our lives through Christ, but we are still in the world. So God encourages us in Romans 12:2 to be not conformed to this world, but be transformed. And that transform is that word metamorpho. It's a transformation. It's a transformation from the old man thinking to the reality of who we are in Christ and the new man. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. The more we renew our minds and bring our thoughts in alignment with the Word and the will of God, the greater the transformation there will be in our lives in this world. And this is what we're all aspiring to. This is our goal. This is our heartbeat. This is what we're living for. This is truly the most important thing in our lives, to be transformed and to live in the fullness of everything that God has made us in, that victorious life that we have in Christ. One of the great verses that I just love, and I really wanted to share it the last time I taught and didn't have time, because we were talking about Romans and about that transformation that happens from the inside out. It's something that God does. We don't change or transform ourselves, but it happens through the Word of God as we put it on, and then as we change our thinking, we renew our mind to what the Word of God says. We accept it. We get in agreement with it, and then we walk in that reality. But if you'll turn to 2 Corinthians 3:18, this is one of the wonderful verses that I've been just looking at for a while and wanting to understand. I think we all understand it much greater today. Ken has taught on it a million times than others. But in 2 Corinthians 3:18, this is a beautiful, wonderful reality that also is very personal to each of us and how God works in our lives. So 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, but we all, with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. This open face should be read unveiled. And what it really means is that we're able to look fully into that mirror, unfiltered. The glory that we're looking at is not so bright that we have to filter it, because we are able to receive it. We're able to see it in its full glory because of Christ in us, the Spirit of God within us, and what he has placed within us. So it's unfiltered. We all with unfiltered face. So looking fully at that glory, and then as in a glass should be rendered, beholding ourselves as in a mirror. Well, where do we behold ourselves? Where is that mirror? And the mirror is the truth of God's word in our identification with Christ as victorious sons. So we're beholding ourselves in that mirror, the mirror of God's word, and we're changed into the same image from glory to glory by the Spirit of the Lord. This is something that God does. As we behold with unveiled hearts and unveiled eyes the glory of the Lord. Now, this is really cool because the Amplified version of this verse says, and we all with unveiled face continually seeing as in a mirror the glory of the Lord are progressively being transformed into his image from one degree of glory to even more glory, which comes from the Lord who is the Spirit. So when we look at the personal curriculum, the personal way that God works with us in revealing himself to us and revealing us who we are in Christ, this is a very personal thing. And I love this area that talks about from one degree of glory to even more glory. And I want to just switch quickly and briefly to another verse. Keep your finger here and go to 2 Peter 1:3. Because, you know, the study of the glory of God is a whole nother topic, which we're not going to have time to get into tonight, but the glory of God is, it's the culmination of all that he is, all of his goodness, all of his love, all of his care, all of his creative ability. Everything that he is revealed in that glory of him. And 2 Peter 1:3 is really wonderful because it says, according as his, God's divine power, have given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness. So that's our lives and that vital, real, personal relationship with him. And it comes through the knowledge of him that has called us to glory and virtue. So this is really cool because the Amplified version and many other versions of this verse actually say that it is the knowledge of him who called us by his own glory and excellence. So he called us by his glory and excellence. And he is the one that reveals his glory to us. And as we look in that mirror of God's word and we behold with unveiled, unfiltered, we look fully at what he has done for us and in us and that relationship that he so desires. I mean, that was his original intention, relationship with you and me. And as we look at it unfiltered, and we look at him from a source that is of glory and virtue, and we allow that glory to be revealed from the degree at which it is today to the even greater degree it is as we continue to look. We develop and become greater in our understanding and ability to walk victorious in this world in a very personal relationship with Him. So, wow, I don't know. so thankful, just so thankful. And you know, many times I just think people really in the world just have heard things about God, but they don't obviously really know who He is. They really need to be not reintroduced, but they need to be introduced to Him. And when we introduce Him, we're able to introduce Him as someone who very few people really understand the significance of the personal love, the personal care, the personal relationship He wants to have with each one of us. So anyway, that was just some things that were on my heart from the weekend and just other things that I wanted to share tonight. And I love you all, wish you all the very best as you are changed from one degree of glory to another as you look in that mirror and as He worked personally in your life. So thank you so much, Barney.